Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,094. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Thank you, Hardeman's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has dirty foods and gross foods that you should not eat. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a midterm shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Quack, quack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. An inmate tunnels out of a maximum security prison, only to have the police waiting at the end.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a woman learns that airport vending machine coffee,
yeah, that is not your friend.
Woman's boyfriend tells her to buy a lottery ticket. She wins, then goes on vacation without him. A Hawaiian police officer gives out random DUIs to people not drinking for money to skim. And a Buddhist temple made of beer bottles comes crashing down. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel. 19, 20. I told you could not do 20 push-ups before I was going to get to the point where I do the category wheel.
Sorry, just trying to be fit.
I don't know. He got to 18, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying there's no way you're getting to 20. Anyway, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam. who thought a blue moon was when a Smurf showed their ass and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, so away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4094. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Tesme and Potato's a little bit of a weird one today. You got dirty foods.
The dirty dozen. Dirtiest foods at the store.
What do you mean by dirty? Just like they've been handled.
They're covered in filth.
On the floor. Okay, covered in filth. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, would you go to that section of the grocery store if it was a massive discount? Like, look, it's fresh. We just got this, but covered in filth, 90% off.
I mean, some of them are just foods that are out in the open, so that's why you generally would wash them when you get home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But they're dirty.
Oh, they're dirty.
Does that mean you should eat them or you should not eat them?
Just wash them,
I guess. Do you generally prefer your food dirty?
Well, you know.
Outside of rice.
Yeah. Every once in a while. Why not?
You're right. Dirty rice. But no, Miles, these are foods that you should wash before you eat them.
I like a little dirty.
Or steal them.
Gross foods. Now, gross foods, are these foods that just taste bad?
Yeah, there's just a study, and it's just like percentages of what people find the grossest.
All right, so oysters and things that I like.
Correct.
Blue cheese, those type of things where I'm like.
And all those are fair, but I like both.
Yep.
I really do.
I like a lot of crab that people don't like.
Like Del Monte ketchup. We had that conversation earlier.
And anchovies.
I don't mind anchovies. It's just like salt with a hint of fish.
I don't like sardines. I tried to do that the other day, get a can of mustard sardines. Not my thing.
Really?
Yeah, well, I ate them growing up, but I tried some, and I'm like, they just don't, it's really gross. Like
My father ate them all the time. That was his go-to snack. No big deal. I didn't mind the smell, anything like that. But like an hour later, you can still smell it on his fingers.
Yes. What else?
it never goes away.
What else do we have for you today? Oh, we have tickets for you to see Aerosmith. Aerosmith coming to Climate Pledge Arena November the 24th. Aerosmith along with the Black Crowes. So what they asked us to do was pick a time during the show. And then once you nail down the time, we'll give you a secret word. You text that secret word to 206-803-ROCK, you see, for your chance to win those tickets. So today we have determined that the time is going to be 4:20.
Ooh, wow. That's a good call.
4:20.
That is a good call, man.
We hope it's easy to remember. We'll give you the secret word, and when you hear it, text it to 206-803-ROCK. Oh, what else do we have for you today? We got a big party going on Sunday, the Men's Room World Tour. Stop number 3 at Olaf's in Ballard. Hopefully you can join us for a little Sunday fun day from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Little day drinking at Olaf's. They'll have the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven on tap. Also, the brand new Men's Room beer brought from Uli's Famous Sausage on the menu. Sam Juan Salsa is going to be there. We'll hang out, kick it back, watch some sports, drink some beer, and hang out on a Sunday. That's basically what we're doing. Olaf's is a drinking bar. The dog and pony show. Right. We're not going there to entertain you or juggle. We're going there to drink beer.
I can't juggle.
Are you bringing your balls?
I am, but not my juggling balls. Actually, you know what, man? I lost them.
I bet you could juggle, like, limes.
I can juggle limes.
What is your best thing to juggle? Is it your bean bags? Is it your balls?
There's bean bag balls. They juggle the best.
Bean bags.
Bean bag. No, okay. The bean bag balls. It's a ball, but it's same bean bag.
In a bean bag.
Yeah.
Huh, what a concept.
Isn't that crazy?
Nature should have come up with that. I'll be damned. Olaf's Sunday in Ballard, 2 to 4, stop number 3 on the Men's Room World Tour. It is absolutely free. We hope to see you there. And now coming up, we'll have some more locations where you can find the Black Raven Men's Room IPA in your area. What?
I was just responding to a text.
I see. All right. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
And, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy's been Pam. Took Pam 13 questions to get one right. And as we like to do when we play Big Dummy, we do a Men's Room poll.
You realize you say Pam like you are doing the voiceover for the old Batman TV show.
Pam.
Like when somebody gets slapped.
Pam.
Pam.
Yeah, Pam.
Pam.
That's how you say Pam.
Pam.
Pam is.
You always emphasize it. Pam.
Hey, look, man, you need someone to help you, as Sarah does in the morning, move a couch down the steps.
Jesus Christ.
Who do you call? Pam. Pam's getting it done.
Did you hear about this crap?
What?
Sarah's moving from the morning show. She's moving.
All right.
Do you know where
nice.
She's moving?
No.
She's moving out of the basement. She's moving upstairs. She's exchanging with her father, BJ.
Okay.
In the same home.
No big deal. We say, okay, cool. Then she mentions, tells Miles and I this is, she hired movers.
She hired movers.
To move upstairs?
That is correct.
Okay. You're having the reaction we had. So again, she's moving from the basement to upstairs. She even told us it is 16 steps, and they hired movers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you need Pam.
Oh, my
See?
God.
That's why it's Pam.
Dude, Pam.
Dude, I want to be inside of that mover's office after they got off that phone call. Like,
that's going to be fun.
We're just, we're in the same place.
Easiest money we've ever made.
Is it like an apartment building? No.
No.
We're just moving
it
upstairs.
It is a house.
So the, the men's room
poll. We're just rearranging the house.
Men's Room poll we had for you last week is you are going to be banned for life from one of these things, mm-hmm. from ever using them, going to them. And your choices were you'd be banned from going back to your hometown or any events involving your family, whether that's dinner, holidays, funerals, weddings, you name it. You would be banned for life from your hometown and family events. Also on the list, you would be banned from either using Amazon or going to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Which a lot of people, a lot of money goes to both of those locations. Next up, banned for life from takeout and delivery. Does not mean you can't walk into a McDonald's. Does not mean you can't walk in and eat a pizza in the pizza parlor. You just can't get takeout or
right.
delivery. And finally, the reverse of that, restaurants and bars. You can never go to a restaurant. You can never go to a bar ever again. And as we put the poll up on Twitter, if you follow us at Men's Room Live, here's how the voting shook out. Coming in at fourth place, the one thing that you would not want to give up. Well, 9% of you would, but the rest would not. Going to restaurants and bars.
I think that's fair, man.
I think that would be up there as far as one that I would, that would kill me.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know what, I like the socialization. I like going to sit down. I like watching sporting events.
I like people handing me drinks just because I asked them to.
Yeah, and people bringing me drinks before the ones I have are finished. That's fun, too. Coming in at third place, 19% of you said you would give up Amazon or Costco.
All right.
That would be a tough one for me. I'm not a Costco person. Ted, you are. But I definitely lean on Amazon a lot more than I should.
I love Costco, but that's the one I'd give up.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd still go to Target. And
I can still get the things I need.
Right.
I'll just bitch about it more.
Coming in a third place, banned for life from hometown family events. 34% of you said, I'm fine never going back to my hometown.
I mean,
One-third of the population says, I don't need my family. I don't need where I grew up. It's a hellhole. I don't know. It's about you think your parents did it to you on purpose.
But also, just because you grew up in a hellhole doesn't mean you have to hate your family. Because
exactly.
People are straight up like, look, no, where I'm from sucks, but I'm willing to give up my family to never go there.
Your parents in the hospital. You can't go. Your parent dies. You can't say goodbye. I mean,
you can FaceTime.
Your brother has a baby. No, you're not involved. You can't even meet your nephew.
I know you're on your deathbed. I'm calling you from Costco. I can still do that.
But 34% of you said, yeah, I'm not doing that, which is an amazing number.
I'm calling you from the bar because I didn't give this up.
And the number one thing that you said that you would be banned for life from, my pick as well, takeout and delivery at 38% of the population.
No way.
Yes. Okay, so today
we're going to invite himself to your home like every week. Ted, what you doing, man? You want to watch football? Ted, please order takeout.
I know. Honestly, yes. Man.
So we're going to pick an adventure today or an activity, okay?
Adventure or activity.
Yes. So you're going to pick one of these that you believe that you have a decent chance of accomplishing. Either way, you're going to give it a shot. Okay?
So none of these are fun. This is about whether or not you think you could do this.
All these are a pain in the ass.
Okay.
In my mind. This is like who sucks less of the men's room poll world. Okay. As they say, running a marathon might seem daunting enough, but running a marathon while sipping 25 glasses of wine... Such is the rather dubious or admirable achievement of 52-year-old Tom Gilby. He swilled his way through 26.2 miles Sunday at the London Marathon. He undertook the boozy feat, not in the name of debauchery, but of charity. So here's how this goes down.
Oh, that's why we have a beer. We understand those words.
The specifics. Gilby stopped at each mile to sip and guess the drink's grape variety.
Jesus.
Country of origin and vintage. He carried two wine glasses with him on his belt during the entire marathon. The outcome. Gilby correctly identified a 2018 Burgundy Pinot Noir at mile one.
Pinot Noir, mile one.
He nailed six more. Got 14 mostly or partly correct. He whiffed on four. The video of his stunt has gone viral. The wine merchant raised north of $17,000 for the Sobel House Hospice. They were the nursing care that took care of his mom before his mom passed away for a number of years. So that's where all the charity money went. Now, how much he actually quaffed? Now, because sampling 25 glasses of wine might put a mere mortal under the table, he said this, if they were good, I would swallow the wine. If they were bad, then they ended up on the road. The wheels came off near the Isle of Dogs, which was a spot on the course. The wine's there, not good ones. Right. He said he spit out the last four. But either way, he sampled each wine, tried to identify it. You're not going to have to do any of that. You're just going to need to run a marathon.
Wait, so they're not sipping the wine?
No.
To me, that would be, I would not
this
pick marathon.
This is an amazing achievement.
Incentive, I'm saying, of like, look,
right, look,
man.
If you think you can do that, and that's what you want to do, wine gives me a serious heartburn and a headache. I think that would be a terrible combination. While trying to run 26.2 miles.
Wine does the same thing to me, but my thought is, if I'm trying to run a marathon, I would love the idea that I can drink something every mile.
Now, this was choice number one. Okay, choice number two is a little bit more complicated, but I brought up the fact that me and a group of my friends, when we were probably in 10, 12 years old, somewhere in there, before girls became something we were interested in, we built a raft basically made out of milk jugs, Clorox jugs, anything that had a cap, 2-liter bottles that we could seal, and we made a floating raft with plywood on top of this thing. And we duct taped the plywood and duct taped all of the containers together. We used this as kind of a floating raft pad type thing that we would float out into the lake, and we kept it roped up and or hidden.
How long did it last?
It lasted for at least a year before, before it just disappeared.
Damn.
So, but
and
it was
Tom
fun.
Hanks couldn't get off the island.
It was not easy. We did try to use a paddle, but because it had no rudder on it, no keel, it would just kind of sometimes you'd spin more than you would actually paddle, but it was our adventure. So we bring you this story. National park officials are asking for the public's help in tracking down a man and his dog who they say tried to navigate the Grand Canyon in a homemade raft. Reports of a 2001 Toyota Tacoma belonging to a 58-year-old man named Thomas Lee Robinson were found at Lee's Ferry on Sunday, but Robinson and his pet Corgi nowhere to be found. The man from Santa Fe, New Mexico, is believed to have attempted to travel down the Colorado River with a small dog on a homemade wooden raft. The memo shows a photo of the raft, which NBC News describes as three wooden boards crudely held together, as well as a paddle and a life vest. They say Robinson,
he's got a life vest.
5'10", 160, hazel eyes, brown hair. Dog described as being 11 years old, weighing around 25 pounds. They are still searching for this guy. So, adventure number two.
Is that illegal?
You're going to float down the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft.
All right. Is that illegal? I'm just curious. Is that why they're looking for the guy, or they don't know? Is he missing?
He's missing.
Oh.
They can't find him. It's not that he did anything. You can go down the Colorado River. I don't know if you need permits for that or whatever. If it's a national park, there's probably, bless you, some type of pass or permit involved.
But their concern is that he's missing.
He might have gotten all the legal things to do it. They just can't find his ass.
And also, it's the, right, that those rivers have rapids and stuff.
Yeah.
Arizona had a very, very heavy winter as far as rainfall, and there's a lot more water in the rivers than previous years based on that. Okay, so that's adventure number two. You take the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft.
All right.
All right. Adventure number three. Now, every spring, they say, the so-called icefall doctors leave Everett Base Camp and begin making the year's official climb route to Camp 1. So what they do is they have Nepalese climbers, and what is known as the most dangerous job on Earth, they lead the way through the Khumbu Icefall, which is the first and most dangerous part of the trek on Everest. Now, obviously, the death zone is something else, but just getting through this icefall is where you see the pictures of the ladders going across the crevasses and everything else.
Nope.
All right. So, for whatever reason, little snowfall and warmer temperatures than normal left the notorious ice towers and bridges unstable, which slowed the workers' path. Basically, everyone has to go up this route.
Yeah.
They just couldn't find a route. So last year's route doesn't work.
Right.
The year before that doesn't work. So basically, they established an old route from 2017, which is an extra challenge for the climbers. Not only that, it's a fragile and risky route. It passes through the what they call the ballroom of death, where mighty glaciers hang above like a sword, and they fall off constantly. The icefall doctors say at least five especially dangerous spots along the route need to be quickly passed through as fast as you can. Now, the route also will take 2 hours longer. So before, from base camp to Camp 1, it was a 2 to 4 hour hike. This year, it's a 6 hour hike.
Right.
This has pushed the season forward by 12 days. Sherpas are having to go through that sometimes 20 times a day to take gear up to Camp 1.
They don't get paid enough.
They are saying that this is one of the most dangerous years ever. All right? Now, to give you an idea, all we're asking you to do on this adventure is go from base camp, which is around 17,000 feet, up into Camp 1, which is 19,900 feet. You're only hiking for 6 hours, probably about the same amount of time it would take you to run the marathon, just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
But a little bit more dangerous.
Can you walk at all in a marathon?
If you want to.
All right.
See, that's why I'm leaning marathon.
There's a lot of walkers that do it. And then finally, we bring you the story, and it's not a good one. An elderly couple in New Zealand were killed by a rogue ram, according to authorities. Family spokesperson Dean Burrell told a police officer that Alfred Hansen and Gail Hansen, both 82 and 81, were found dead at their home in a rural area outside of Auckland. They were found by a relative who went to check on them Thursday morning. Police say a ram confronted them at the scene. It was shot after it injured yet another person.
Was it Cooper Cup?
The victims were the mother's sister and her husband. He said the retired couple were hobby farmers who lived at the property for about 8 years. They had sheep, chickens, and some cattle. According to the husband, he went out to feed the ram and did not return. His wife was killed after she went to look
Cooper's
for him.
Hungry.
I know. Sorry. Quote, this guy died. I'm just picturing Cooper Cup outside now.
The quote is, they are nice people. They didn't deserve this, Ted. Everyone's in shock. They're very upset. Neighbors tell the Herald that the couple were lovely, genuine people.
Dad.
Enjoying their retirement. They could have been seen tending to their sheep all the time. One neighbor says, hand-reared rams can be aggressive and unpredictable. Quote, never have one. People need to know. Never trust a hand-reared ram.
First thing my father ever taught me.
According to Ohio State University, hand-reared rams may seem more docile and friendlier, but in fact, they are the most dangerous, since they have no fear of the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Baby, don't fear the shepherd.
So you're going to pick an adventure activity. Number one, run a marathon. Number two, you're going to take a homemade raft to go down the Grand Canyon.
All right.
Number three, you're just going to go to Everest Camp 1. Or four, you're going to encounter a hand-reared ram in the wild. Those are your choices. And you can vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We'll take a break and come back with Big Dummy next.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Secret work coming up 420. Your chance to win tickets to see Aerosmith. All right, the game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Michelle, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm on team sober.
Michelle, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay. You are going to go on an adventure activity. Here's what your choices are. Would you run a marathon, get in a homemade raft and do the Grand Canyon, an Everest Camp 1 hike, or encounter a ram in the wild, a hand-reared ram?
Specifically a hand-reared ram, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go with run a marathon.
Marathon.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you going to take Ted's suggestion, which I'm going to, and walk it, or are you actually going to try to run it?
I'm actually going to walk it.
Okay. All right.
How long does it take to walk a marathon?
The average person walks 3 miles an hour and it's 26, so that would be, I don't know, 7.5, 8 hours maybe. If you stay at the same pace.
Yeah, if you realize that all these guys are coming in twice the time. So for the marathon workers, they still have to keep the course open. So they're waiting very patiently at each station to kind of close
it down.
Oh,
they don't have to like me.
As these guys go by. And sometimes, you know, you wait, like, I think we got three more coming up.
Because a fast time for a marathon is, what, 4 hours?
Yeah.
So, like, dang, I don't know if you could add walk, but, like, there's definitely sections of it, like, I'd have to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 25 miles of it, I would guess. All right, Michelle, here is your question. What organization unveiled the largest machine on Earth in 2008? They are the people behind the particle accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland.
I have absolutely no idea.
Say that again. What organization?
What organization unveiled the largest machine on Earth in 2008? And the largest machine is the particle accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland. It's like,
is it a company?
It's CERN. It's a research institute in Switzerland.
CERN. Oh.
CERN.
CERN.
CERN. Okay. CERN.
Would not have got that.
I had no idea.
Now you do. CERN.
CERN.
Largest machine on Earth. Particle accelerator. All right, your question. Who invented a waterproof boot that he began selling to his fellow hunters in Maine in 1912?
Oh, my God. You guys are asking really hard questions.
I'll give you a hint. Look, it's a retail person. And Ted, you
give
already
me
got
a hint.
It.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. Typically, Eddie Bauer does better on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's kind of like Kroger and QFC. The Eddie Bauer of the West Coast is the equivalent of this on the East Coast. Fair?
It's the name of a person who has initials.
Right, you know the last name.
It's a food.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I have no clue.
L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean.
Yeah. Known as friends of Little of...
I'm probably going to get 13 questions in a row wrong.
Please don't do that.
Ladies love bean.
Yeah, ladies love bean. That's what it says.
Oh.
Certain ladies do.
I need love.
I mean, I feel like we got those catalogs all the time.
We did, too. And I'm like, what does the thing my black
I mean, right, nobody was. Nobody in my house was ordering from LL Bean.
We all lived in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
It doesn't carry much weight. All right, here's a question for you, Michelle. What was the last album recorded by the Beatles?
Oh my goodness, I don't know the answer to this one either.
Guess a Beatles album.
Yeah.
You got it, man.
I don't really care for the Beatles, so
right, let me rephrase that. Guess a Beatles album. You don't know what one album name?
No, I don't.
Is there a famous road? Maybe a
there is
color.
A iconic picture.
Maybe like
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. See, these are really hard questions. I am a big dummy.
Yeah, Steve.
My apologies.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Outside of Yellow Submarine, Abbey Road's really the only album I would know.
Sergeant Pepper. Let It Be. The White Album.
I didn't know Let It Be was the name of an album.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a hit.
No. Help. Buckwheat named it for the Beatles. whatchamacallit, Buckwheat?
Let it be.
I said, okay. What he was saying was let her be, but they completely misheard him.
Aunts.
I think I'm going to be the biggest dummy on here you guys have ever had.
I think you're trying.
Michelle, you got,
you seem so confident.
Yeah, you're only on question number four. You're all right.
Okay, here's your question. Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
That's bad, too, because I don't know that one either.
Wait a minute. You were alive during that time,
you know,
right?
Who it is.
I was. You know, guys, I'm 55 years old.
You know, you should know this, because he was the vice president for 8 years. He lost a presidential election to George W. Bush.
Although I also masseuse really, to touch my penis.
He really likes the Hotel Lucia in Portland.
I really don't know. Oh. That's bad.
That is bad. It's Al Gore.
That is very bad.
Wow.
Hey, give me a massage, but...
I'm going to go ahead and lay on my back.
I need my front rub first.
Lower.
Lower.
Big Al.
So what was the answer then?
Al Gore.
Al Gore.
Do you know the name?
The name? Alan?
Do you remember hearing of a man named Al Gore?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That was him.
Just checking.
That was him. All right, here is your question. How old is a Jewish boy who has a bar mitzvah?
I would say 13.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Destiny.
Very good, man. Don't know Al Gore, but knows the Hebrew religion.
When she sounded very Jewish to me. Are these questions that hard?
No.
Okay.
The LLB one, well, I didn't get that one.
That is fair.
And, like, I think her first one, I had no idea.
The first one, fine.
Yeah, you know, a couple challenging ones is fine. But
she's 55.
All right, let's test the theory here. See if it's the question or the contestant.
Just settle down, Steve.
Yeah, my bad. Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Thomas, sober or not sober?
We are sober, soon to be not sober.
What are you drinking, Thomas?
Well, we're going to go have a Coors Light.
Have you tried the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven yet?
I actually have. It's beautiful.
Oh, nice. Glad you liked it, man. All right, Thomas, you're going to go on an adventure or pick an activity. Are you going to run a marathon, go down the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, go to Everest Camp 1, or encounter a ram, a hand-reared ram in the wild, which apparently is very dangerous?
Well, actually, hand-reared rams aren't that dangerous because I've got a left one and a right one.
Okay, so you're taking the ram encounter.
We're gonna do the Grand Canyon.
Oh, Grand Canyon!
Okay. All right, Thomas. Here's your question: where on a cow is the brisket cut from?
Yeah, I know this now.
The brisket. It's awfully fatty. I'm gonna say the belly.
No. They say lower breast / chest / pectoral.
Huh. That's why you also get that tomahawk on there, too. Not tomahawk, but that, like, mohawk cut.
I did not know that.
I did not either until a few days ago.
All right.
The delicious part. That's where they get it from. All right, here's your question.
Depends on who cooks it.
Okay, that is fair.
That's not a shot at you. Brisket is just one of those things that either is delicious or horrible.
No, it's cool. It didn't feel like a shot.
Your question, what is...
Are you the dude cooking at a 240?
What is the largest constellation in the sky? What is the largest constellation?
I'm just going to go with the Big Dipper.
Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Orion.
Hydra.
Okay.
Hydra was an evil organization. Was it a TV show or a movie?
It was a movie, right? Doesn't it have three heads?
Yeah, something like that.
Hydra was the evil organization of the Marvel superheroes, of the Avengers.
Hydra. Oh, okay.
Hydra.
I'm like, it sounds familiar.
They were basically the Nazis.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You can never go wrong with them as a bad guy.
They said Hail Hydra.
Yeah, they really did.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. Did you not see that?
No.
Dude, Captain America. Like, he was fighting in World War II.
Well, he was fighting the Nazis. Or are you saying that was Hydra?
Yeah. Well, okay. At one point, yes, he does... punch out Hitler over and over again because he does the state show. But yes, then like underneath the Nazis, man.
Oh, Hydra's running the show. Yeah. Okay, all right, I did miss all of that somehow. Hope it wasn't important. All right, here's your question. A man by the name of Earl Lloyd. He was the first black man to what? By the way, it's multiple choice, so it'll get yourself in trouble. To play in an NBA game, vote in a presidential election, reach the rank of admiral in the Navy, or go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. So again, first guy to play in the NBA, presidential election vote, reach admiral, or go over Niagara Falls.
I'm going to go admiral.
I'm going to go Niagara Falls.
NBA?
Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, if a black man goes over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
That's why I'm picking it.
We were put there.
That's why I'm picking it.
I promise you.
You test this barrel.
Hell no. That's a setup.
So that's the wrong answer?
That is the wrong answer. It is first black man to play at the NBA.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, who cares?
I was going to call him a trendsetter.
It's going to ruin the sport.
Look at him.
You know, a lot of it had to do with the fact that none of the NBA teams could beat the Globetrotters.
For real?
Really?
Yeah, and that really changed. I mean, that's why the Globetrotters started originally, and they were just so good, and the NBA teams in these exhibitions could never beat them. So then they finally, then the league's like, oh, maybe we should let them play with us. And then shout out to the Celtics and Red Auerbach. Like, he was like, all right, cool.
Give me a brother!
And the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harlem Globetrotters, that was awesome. All right. Here is your question. To whom was the first .com domain registered? Was it think.com, mcc.com, symbolics.com, or nbc.com?
Oh, my God.
I know, it's a tough one. But all these are real domains.
Let's just go for, I have never heard of it,
MCC. That's a tough question. I recognize that one. It was symbolics.com. Incidentally, all four of those that I said were within the first five domain names given out.
Question number five, Thomas.
Question number five. What is the capital of Missouri?
What is going on with your phone, man?
Columbia?
Jefferson City?
Jefferson City.
Oh, Jefferson City.
Oh, God.
Not shocking for Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Can you guess which Jefferson that might be?
Yeah.
George.
And guess Certainly. Again.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart.
Get lost, dummy.
I have a buddy from St. Louis, and he always hates on Kansas.
Right.
Every once in a while, I just go, just remember, Missouri was on the wrong side of that original argument.
All right, your question. Judge Wapner spent 12 seasons being a judge on what reality TV show?
Rain Man.
Yes.
My favorite was Doug Llewellyn. You guys remember Doug when they did
the host.
The hallway, man.
He was always very intense when he came on.
I'm Doug Llewellyn.
Welcome back to the People's Court.
Mike, you make a joke about Rain Man, but there was, I'd say, at least a decade where you couldn't say Wapner without people like, Wapner. I watch Wapner.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Zach, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober? Oh, yeah.
Not sober.
All right, Zach. Let's see here. You're going to pick an adventure activity. Are you going to run a marathon, go down the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, make it to Everett Base Camp 1, or encounter a hand-reared ram in the wild?
I'm just going hand-reared ram.
Reared.
Because it sounds fun.
Okay.
Reared.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, here's your question. Where on your body would you find your scapula?
It's not in the eyes, is it?
It is not in the
Your shoulder.
That is correct. Shoulder/shoulder blade. So if it is in your eyes, something went terribly, terribly wrong.
Real bad.
Yeah. The parachute didn't open, not wearing the seatbelt.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, here is your question. What common office supply item is named for the Asian abaca fiber used to make them? The only hint is that it's an Asian fiber.
Common office supply item.
Pencil. Mm-mm. Made from a fiber.
Manila envelopes.
Oh. Asian.
Manila. Yeah. I mean, okay, I grew up. That makes sense.
Manila. Right there. Mm-hmm. That's where they get the clams.
You realize that's That is Mike Tyson's favorite flavor. You want chocolate or vanilla? Mm-hmm. I take manila. All right.
Mm.
And Mike, if you're listening, I'm the Ted Smith. Always want to clear that up. All right. The Tetsman. That's who said. Google it real quick so you can see what we look like. Okay.
Hey, he's always been a mid.
Yeah.
Mid fighter, anyhow.
All right.
Generic.
Here's your question. Multiple choice. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, or Belarus? The city of Minsk is the capital of which? Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, or Belarus?
Belarus?
Got it.
Oh, boom.
Nice job.
Minsk, Belarus.
Nice job. Minsk.
Game is Big Tummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Yeah. Justin, sober, not sober.
Definitely not sober.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, pick an adventure activity here. You're going to run a marathon, do the Grand Canyon on a homemade raft, Everest Base Camp 1, or encounter a ram, a hand-reared ram in the wild?
Does the hand-reared ram mean, like, grown up with people?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm going to take that one on. My neighbor actually has, like, bighorn sheep, and we have to sort them yearly. And, you know, they can be tricky, but if you get a hold of those antlers or their horns super quick and pin them to the ground, you can hold them down. But you only got one shot to do it.
Okay, well, so, if I could dodge a bullet, I wouldn't sweat someone with a gun. I mean, if I could lift up a polar bear, I would hike naked in the Arctic. I mean, just saying, like,
they're not as fast as a gun, but they're fast.
I'm not particularly fast, man.
I mean, most things aren't going to be faster than a gun.
That's a good,
one
solid point.
One got me, but you know.
What do you mean it got you? What happened when it got you?
We were sorting them, and they'll try and jump over anything. So we have makeshift fences we set up everywhere, and they're only 4 feet high, and they think they can fly over those. So one of them came flying at me, and I actually caught it. This was a juvenile. It wasn't a full-grown ram yet, and I caught it. Well, the second one, I did not catch that one, and it popped me right in the face.
Oh, nice.
My lip open. But then I was able to wrangle that one as well, and neither got over the fence. So,
good one.
Okay.
All right, here's your question.
Bring it on the ram.
What are the names of the Pep Boys?
Ooh! Pep Boys.
Pep. P-E-P.
That's like the stereo company or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Pete.
Ed, not a bad guess.
And Eddie.
I like it. Pete and Eddie. They both put a car stereo.
Larry, Curly, and Moe.
That's the Three Stooges. It's Manny, Moe, and Jack.
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
I didn't know there were
Manny,
three.
Moe, and Jack.
I didn't know if it was named after the Pete. I guess E would be. Yeah, anyways.
That sounds like a fun group of guys to drink with.
Oh, Manny, Moe, and Jack?
Yeah.
And they'd crush you in bowling, darts, and pool.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got no chance of beating any of those guys.
Watch out for Manny, though, who hit on your girl.
After he's crushed like two pitchers.
Sorry, Manny. I still love you, dude.
All right, here's a question. This is a multiple choice question for you. How many movies does Clint Eastwood sing in? None, one, two, or three?
I'm going to go with none on that.
Brother,
one.
Two.
Two.
He sings in Paint Your Wagon, and he sings in Honky Tonk Man.
Oh.
And I went and pulled up the video. Don't bother.
I mean, can't imagine they're very good.
Does he sing, or does he just kind of talk over music?
He kind of sings at about
Honky
this
Tonk
pace,
Man.
Because he's a cowboy reminiscing about whatever crap is going on. It's terrible.
He probably is like a couple shots deep on whiskey.
I would be. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Easter Island is a part of what South American country?
Easter Island.
Easter Island. There were miners trapped there.
Can you repeat the question? You say South American country?
That is correct.
You could have it with beans or without.
Chile?
Chile.
You like beans or no beans?
You know, I go back and forth. Sometimes I make it without beans. Sometimes I put them in there. If I go to Mike's, I might sometimes say, you know what, Mike? You crazy SOB. You throw those beans in.
All meat. Oh, I'll go all meat there.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on where I am. Yeah. Our, you know, if I was in Cincinnati, of course, no beans.
More of Big Timmy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.